USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Speaking to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, President Joe Biden touted the effort to vaccinate Americans against COVID-19 and urged more people to go get vaccinated.
90% of Americans now live within 5 miles of a vaccination site. Everyone over the age of 16, everyone is now eligible to get vaccinated right now, right away. Go get vaccinated, America.
He also unveiled the details of his American Families plan. In the Republican response, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott called the plan another costly intrusion into American lives.
The beauty of the American dream is that families get to define it for themselves. We should be expanding opportunities and options for all families, not throwing money at certain issues because Democrats think they know best.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
President Biden laid out his legislative agenda Wednesday night in an address to a joint session of Congress, which came with varied reactions from across the political spectrum. Senator Ted Cruz called the evening's address boring, but radical. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that he believes the president has purposefully tried to speak quietly while pushing an extreme agenda.
You know, I challenge you to remember a single line from the speech. I mean, it was monotone. The chamber was nearly empty. And that really has characterized the first 100 days of Joe Biden, that he's tried to say nothing notable. He's tried to tweet nothing notable. I think that made the political decision that many people were tired of the drama of the previous 4 years, and they wanted something calm. And so, but Joe is deliberately being boring. But the substance of what he's saying is radical. This is the most radical first 100 days of any president in the history of this country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Law enforcement in many states are on the lookout for fake COVID vaccination cards. Tim Berg explains why.
As Americans continue to be vaccinated, the fight against fake vaccination cards continues. 42 bipartisan attorneys generals across the country are raising concerns about the public health risks associated with fraudulent cards. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein says these fake vaccine cards are a huge issue.
This is incredibly problematic because it will damage people's health. More people will get the virus, pass it on to others if there is widespread use of fake vaccine cards.
The Democrat also telling ABC's Good Morning America that sites like OfferUp and eBay are working with him and other attorneys generals to prevent fraudulent or blank COVID-19 cards from being sold.
We've heard back from the four we contacted. They all indicated they want to cooperate and rid their websites of these cards.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins has died. Collins was part of the three-man crew who traveled to the moon in 1969, orbiting the moon in the command module Columbia, while Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the surface. An Air Force fighter pilot, Collins joined NASA in 1963 and first went into space on the Gemini 10 mission in 1966. Apollo 11 was his final spaceflight. Michael Collins was 90. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.